Time for Theatrical Thursday. Hollywood. So we recreate a scene from a movie suggested by you, the listener.
Yes, now the last few weeks we've had Christmas movies suggested, and this one is no different, actually. Thank you very much to Belinda in Paget for this one.
So
it's Love Actually.
It is Love Actually today. So we've got the scene where Bill is being interviewed in a radio station studio.
That's right.
I'm playing the better broadcaster out of the two of us, so I will play the announcer.
Yeah. And I'll play
Because I know how to also press the buttons here in the studio, and Dave doesn't. So, this is the scene from the actual movie leading up to our scene, okay?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Oh, it's not working.
That was the Christmas episode once great.
Start off well.
Oh, dear me. How are the mighty fallen? I could safely put my hand up my arse and say that is the worst record I've heard this century. Oh, and coincidentally, I believe Billy will be a guest on my friend Mike's show in a few minutes' time. Welcome back, Bill.
So, Billy, welcome to the airwaves. Now, the new Christmas single cover of Love Is All Around.
Except we've changed the word love to Christmas.
Yes. Is that an important message to you, Bill?
Not really, Mike. Christmas is a time for people with someone they love in their lives.
And that's not you?
That's not me, Michael. When I was young and successful, I was greedy and foolish. And now I'm left all alone, wrinkled and alone.
How true is this storyline? Wow. Thanks for that, Bill. Thanks.
For what?
Well, for actually giving me a real answer to the question. Doesn't often happen in the Radio Watford, I can tell you.
Well, ask me anything. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, who's the best shag you've ever had?
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, only kidding. She was rubbish.
Just like this segment. Wow. Love Actually. What a great movie that is. It's a Christmas movie too, right?
It is. I can't remember the last time I saw it. It's not really a big one for me. Die Hard is a different story.
We did that last week, but the Keira Knightley section, Joel and I, one of the guys who works here at the station, off the air yesterday, were talking about that scene where she's at the front door dropping the cards. You can't do that on radio, though. But that's the most pivotal scene of that movie.
I can't remember that scene at all.
Mm.
Then again, I couldn't remember the radio station scene either.
Yeah.
I just remember the Prime Minister and his mistress.
Yeah, of course,
having a smooch.
You would remember that. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just seeing myself in the reflection of the camera. Do you know who I look like? That supersized me. What's that guy? What's his name?
I have no idea.
Michael Moore.
Yes,
with the hat and the wig on.
Yeah. I'll agree.
I don't mind it, actually. I could get all turn around. I could be Dickie Knee. Mr. Summers. Theatrical Thursday. Don't know if it's going to return next year.